You're listening to SBS News.
Carriage Works is one of Australia's largest contemporary multi-arts precincts. The Sydney institution, which hosts events such as Australian Fashion Week, has been forced into voluntary administration. The organisation's CEO, Blair French, says the sudden cancellation or postponement of 6 months of activities due to restrictions on public gatherings has resulted in an irreparable loss of income. It's a similar story across the events industry. Sydney's International Convention Centre has seen a complete collapse in demand following shutdowns. CEO Jeff Donaghy says it's been a disaster for the business.
Well, we could have concurrently, we could have anything up to 5, 8, 10 events a day concurrently running, and we could have, and we have had, you know, between 25 and 30,000 people in the place on a single day, you know, ranging from our 8,000 seat First State Super Theatre, you know, to the Convention Centre ballroom here that holds 2,000 people, and some 70, 80 meeting spaces in between those two bookends. So to go from that number, and we were looking at a very, very good year in 2020, very positive year, lots of international events were coming, to go from absolutely nothing has been, you know, quite disastrous.
The ICC relies heavily on the corporate events sector, which includes trade shows and conferences. But Donaghy is confident that clients will return once federal and state governments ease restrictions. It comes as businesses move to virtual meetings during the pandemic.
It's never going to replace real events, though, I think. And I think people are starting to see from the Zoom fatigue that everyone's going through, we're seeing a great desire for people to get back and to meet face-to-face. We're already seeing that from clients as well. And the way that I've wrapped that up in some of the pieces I've done internationally through our international organisations that I'm also part of is pointing out and reminding people that virtual meetings will replace real meetings when virtual honeymoons replace real honeymoons. Deeply embedded in the human DNA to do things together.
New figures from the Australian Bureau of Statistics revealed widespread job losses across almost all industries. The accommodation and food sectors were the worst hit, with one in every three workers losing their jobs between March and April. And one in four were lost in arts and recreation services. ABS stats expert Bjorn Jarvis says businesses with a personal element suffered most.
Those services industries that have a very strong person-to-person, face-to-face dimension to them, that those are clearly the most exposed to these restrictions and have translated into the biggest drop in paid employee jobs.
Workers providing essential services such as electricity, gas, water and waste were the least impacted, with just 0.2% of jobs lost. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus pandemic at sbs.com.au/coronavirus.